This is the traditional greeting in the native language of the tribal peoples who live Katasi. Mana ol, u mana ol. From my heart to the heart of the Mother Earth to your heart. This is Joanne. I'm happy to be with you and share in the honoring of our December new moon. New moon is the opening into a new cycle. New moon is a powerful time to set intentions for the new beginning, to vision and dream, to let yourself claim what you really want for your life, for the earth, for all life. This December new moon closely follows the solstice, which is the opening into a new season on our earth. This new moon is an eclipse, which heightens the energy of the new beginning. And our December new moon is the initiation of the lunar cycle that carries us into the new calendar year, 2020. So many interwoven beginnings. It's such an empowering time to reflect on where we've been, to clarify what we really want for the now, and to choose the direction we're heading in our personal lives and collectively on the planet. The Deer Nation is the spirit who's come from my ceremonial medicine bundle to offer us guidance for this new moon. The deer bring us the medicine of the nonlinear world, the unseen realms, the spirit world. This vast non-physical realm is woven together with the physical. Each of us is a vast spirit presence. In the ways of Katasi, we would describe this as your song, your vast energy field. That is you, an embodying a physical body, the physical and non-physical weaving together. In this way, we're part of the web of life, able to give and receive information, communicating along the fibers of connection with anyone and anything, anywhere. This is our natural way of being as humans. The deer are calling us to remember this, to open our awareness and curiosity, to explore, discover, learn, connect with the nonlinear realm, to bring awareness and attention to the energies within us and around us. There are wildly diverse forms of information and intelligence and consciousness that we're continuously in relationship with. This is vital to our humanness, to being at home in ourselves. The physical and non-physical naturally weave together to make us whole. Yet we've been taught to ignore the realm of the unseen. We've learned to fear and devalue what doesn't exist in the physical 3D. The deer show us this would be as if we're walking through the woods. We're surrounded by herds of deer, and we just walk right by, not even noticing. The deer are calling us to open our eyes, to open our curiosity and all of our senses, to look for the signs, to follow their tracks. They're guiding us home into our relationship with the vast spirit realm. Some of the ways we can do this are to feel and listen and see with physical and non-physical senses. Just remind yourself to take a look around and gather information in the 3D and beyond, in your home, standing in line at the grocery store, when you're out for a walk, during a conversation. What physical qualities do you notice? The sounds, sights, smells, motions, colors. What non-physical qualities are you sensing as well? observe without any judgment. There's no better or less, right or wrong way to do this. See what you see. Sense what you sense. Find words to describe your experiences. Some people find it helpful to draw symbols to track the vast amount of information you're gathering up. The more we practice holding our attention in both the physical and non-physical realms at the same time, we'll cultivate more and more ease with this skill. We all have the ability. It's a part of our nature. Exploring the nonlinear realms can also involve listening, honoring, connecting with your intuition and inner knowings, your inner voice. Recognize the spirit of the tree or the bird right outside your window. Like you, they have a song, a vast spirit presence embodying a physical body. What do you sense about them? Honor the spirits of the plants and the animals who have given their lives for your food. Respect the spirit of the water you drink, the rains that come, the waters in our rivers and oceans. Acknowledge the spirits of those you've known who have died. Recognize the spirit of the land where you live and all those who have lived there before you. Reach out to connect with the spirits of ancestors and other spirit guides who offer you companionship, guidance, teaching, protection, healing. Deer is showing us the gifts of being a herd animal. Deer are continuously connecting, communicating, relating with each other. Deer is offering us a tool for keeping our connection with the nonlinear world alive. By communicating about the spirit world, by staying in touch with others as we hone our skills in these vast spirit realms, by bringing these gifts out of hiding and sharing our stories with each other. If we keep hiding away our most magical, curious, enriching, mystery-filled experiences, these vital aspects of our humanness will remain silenced and forgotten. We can awaken, remember together our connection with the realm of the nonlinear. The deer are bringing us their medicine during this new moon time to help us find our way home to the fullness of who we really are, so we can flourish in the wonder and beauty and awe of being human and on the earth at this time. And so we live centered in the unshakable knowing of our connectedness in the web of life. Enjoy a beautiful, beautiful new moon. Thank you so much.